You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The ACT Party announced a policy of rewarding self-improvement in prison at their conference in the weekend. The policy is designed to give prisoners the opportunity to gain literacy and numeracy skills, which will reduce their prison sentence, as well as help give them a better chance when they are released from prison. However, the policy has been criticised by some, who say it will only be applicable to a small portion of the prison community, and also that it's counterintuitive to ACT's punitive three strikes policy. 95BFM reporter Tess Barnett spoke with David Seymour this morning about the policy.
The policy is that if you learn to read in prison, as well as other skills and numeracy, getting a driver's license, then you can have your sentence reduced by up to 6 weeks per year that you were sentenced. And the idea behind it is that we have the second biggest prison population per capita in the OECD behind America. And it's actually not that we send more people to jail or sentence them longer. The problem we have in New Zealand is that the same people keep coming back. 69% of people in jail in New Zealand have been in jail before on a previous sentence, and around about 50 or 60% are functionally illiterate, meaning that they can't do the basic things required to fill out a form, apply for a job, get a driver's license, etc. And our view is that those two statistics are connected. If we can start to give people an incentive to learn basic skills that will help them get out on in the world, we might stop having so many people leaving jail and coming right back. If you come in and you have a degree or you have School C or NCEA already, then you don't qualify. So you have to help other people in order to earn the same benefits and credits. So that's another benefit for the prisoners. But the main thing about it is all about incentives. One of the problems that the Howard League have identified is that prisoners don't see the point in literacy, some of them at least. Now, one thing that we know about prisoners is that they want to get out of jail. And so we're giving them the strongest incentive we possibly could, but also the corrections department, who have been sometimes helpful and sometimes unhelpful to these types of programs, they need to free up bed space. So they have an incentive to get behind this too. And as a taxpayer, the idea of someone being in prison for 6 weeks less of a year and saving about $14,000 gets me pretty excited as well. So, you know, it's a win for prisoners, it's a win for taxpayers, and it's a win for reducing crime.
So critics have also said that it only affects a small portion of the prisoners because some of the prisoners might have head injuries or mental health issues that means that they can't participate in these programs.
Yeah, and everybody that comes in has a different life story, different needs and different things to overcome. And I'll give you a classic example, a prisoner that Mike Williams from the Howard League spoke about on the weekend at the ACT Party conference was somebody who had a condition where the numbers jump all over the page or the letters jump all over the page in her words. It turns out the solution to this is to put coloured plastic on top of the page and change the wavelength, and suddenly the letters stop moving from her point of view. Now, that's an example of something that can be easily overcome. Other people will need different types of therapy and tutoring and so on. But the fact of the matter that there are people with different starting points doesn't mean that we shouldn't actually let people start.
Cool. So what about this in relation to your three strikes policy? Critics have also said that it could be a bit counterintuitive. What do you think about that?
Yeah, and I can see why people would say that. How can you be tough on crime and want to rehabilitate criminals? They actually go together because the objective is ultimately to keep those of us who are law-abiding safe. And the way that we're approaching that is to actually give people good chances, give people a carrot that they can actually improve themselves, get out early and go on to lead meaningful lives and not clog up the jails. That's what we all want. But at the same time, we accept there are some people who are just going to keep putting people at risk, particularly with violent and sexual offences. And for people in that category, one time could be a mistake, twice could be unfortunate, but three times you should go down for the long haul because ultimately public safety is the issue. That doesn't mean we shouldn't invest hard in helping people in their earlier offending.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.